You know, if you were to like hold an ice cube in your hand or put it on a part of your body and it feels freezing cold, and then you get to that point where it's so cold that you want to let go, like it's penetrating through like your bones or anything. If you were to still hold on for the ice cube for as long as possible, that pain kind of multiplied by, I don't know, 100, and then everywhere in your body or wherever the site of the crisis is. Kind of like that. But then there's so many different types of pain. You can have like muscle pain, you can have bony pain, which it literally feels like your bones are being crushed by something, I don't know, like being run over by a van. It's just, I don't know, burning. I just, it's so painful. It's something that I wouldn't even wish on my worst enemy. Like it's just kind of indescribable. The main barrier is that it mainly affects black people, African Caribbean. So I think already we're kind of, you know, we're at a disadvantage. Then there's also, I think I know with a lot of patients, because we've lived with this condition for our whole lives, we know what works for us, which may be different to what a healthcare professional may have learned. And telling someone what you want instead of waiting to see what they're going to give you or how they're going to be treated, I think that then is another barrier. And then again, just a lack of empathy, understanding, even just listening. I think sometimes we're kind of just, you know, if anyone is in pain, no matter what color you are, no matter what race, religion, if you're in pain, you're going to act, you know, you're not going to be acting your usual self. You might be crying, you might be, you know, a little bit angry, you're going to be hot, you're going to be flustered. And then automatically, like me just being in A&E, I felt like I was just straight away labeled as kind of like an angry black person when I was just, I'm just trying to explain. If you ask me a question, I'm answering the question. Maybe the way that I'm speaking, it's not like how I'm speaking to you now. It's going to be, you know, a little bit disorientated, or maybe a little bit slow, or maybe I'm crying, but I'm not being disrespectful or anything like that. But it's just completely perceived in the wrong way, and it just kind of again is another barrier. I just think there are many.